I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've covered grills and smokers. Now we've got this whole category of others, Bob. And you've made a little bit of a goat of me for my Blackstone griddle. My family loves.
I that made piece a of goat of you.
Yeah, you know,
greatest of all times.
Yes, that's what I am.
Gee, wow. Right, and humble,
yeah,
too,
right.
Yeah.
I was using the acronym, but if you got to point it out, you got to point it out, man. I get it. I've got a couple pieces of equipment that are fringe equipment. If you've got a grill, that's one. Smoker might be two. But as a grilling guy, I got to have other toys. And one of them is the griddle.
And Garrett's has the one I want.
Right.
Have you seen that?
Yes,
it's got that porcelain griddle.
Uh-huh. Much
so it won't
to
rust,
clean and it
won't rust.
Rust. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want that.
Yep. And
Brad, if you're listening,
yeah,
deliver it, buddy.
Yeah, is there a demo? Yeah. but anyway, you know, the my family calls it the Japanese steakhouse, but you've got
hibachi,
and you're cooking the rice and the noodles and the vegetables, and usually my family loves the most the combination steak, chicken, and shrimp.
Ah, arigato.
Yeah, and. You know, I would like to tell you that I've got this magic formula, but there is a marinade out there called Mr. Yoshida, and I buy it by the half-gallon jug, and I use it as a grilling sauce.
Yoshida-san.
And then we had that guy on that had his own spices. He had a traditional, he had an Asian, he had an Italian, and I've been using his Asian, just an Asian blend. You can buy them in the store, nothing magic, but, you know, cook the proteins and the vegetables with that dry seasoning and then put this glazing sauce, that Mr. Yoshida, on right at the end. And because it's sticky, it'll tack up your cooking surface pretty heavily because there's quite a little bit of sugar in it. But, oh, man, does that make a great meal? It's beautiful. I have a full hotel pan size, and I'll put rows. I'll put some noodles in. I'll put some meat in. I'll put some vegetables and just keep putting rows so when you bring that out to the table, it's both ends. When anybody can reach, they're getting some of everything. And it's just a really cool piece of equipment.
What'd you do again?
What? Yeah, right. But so I love me some griddle. And, you know, I've got a Blackstone. Jeez. I bought it cheap because it was the first one I bought. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to use this thing or not. It's 3 foot long, you know, and it's like it takes up a lot of space. I saw Costco had them for $349. Right now, not a big investment, right? But I am getting some use out of it. Not something I use every day, but when I do use it, the family seems to love it. So I think that's another piece of equipment that is out there right now that people ask us about. What about pellet smokers? These things been around forever.
Well, I think we should talk about the rotisserie.
Okay.
Because that's
we'll do pellets later.
Showing up on the
show. Can you just take that out of the show, Scott?
Show plan.
Yeah.
I'm trying to follow the plan here. You wrote it.
Since when?
I didn't. You wrote it. I'm trying to stick to your plan. But rotisserie is, well, if you want to talk about pellets, we can.
We're on rotisserie.
You can put
now,
the pellet
man.
Stove
Keep
in your garage.
Keep it rolling. All puns intended. Yeah.
I think it's an underused piece of equipment.
100%.
And every grill can have one.
Right.
And a lot of people, it might even come with your grill or the grill you're, Dad got 40 years ago, he still got that rotisserie in the box.
Right.
Steal it, put it on your grill,
right.
And use it because you can put a couple chickens on that thing and just let them go on low heat, especially if you have a charcoal grill. Just let them roll, and oh my goodness, it's so wonderful.
Do you think there's, because it is a seldom used piece of equipment, do you think there's people out there that don't know what that is?
No.
No.
Everybody has seen rotisserie this
right.
way. Meyer has them.
Right. It's a little electric motor. You're right. You're right. But that's a big oven one.
But you know what? Even though it's just electric, those things still taste really good.
Right.
And they sell thousands a day.
The little electric motor on the left, a skewer, and you got to have the little fingers that slide along the skewer to hold the product from spinning.
There's forks that
right.
bind it.
Yep.
But I think that's a great option for, I've got the one on that big steel box we were talking about,
right?
That you want to do a pork belly on.
Yeah, we had our friend Tony over at Bridge Street Pasties. I bought that from him. This it's a big steel box. It's 4 foot long, 2 foot deep, and it's only made for a charcoal rotisserie. That's what it's made for. The coal bed goes up and down on it. It's a homemade job, but it's all stainless steel.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I think
it cooks like a dream.
It's a rocket.
Yeah, it cooks like a dream.
It's very big, and it's crowding some of the other equipment in my grill area.
But I had a 1-inch steel hexagon bar made, so we can put 150 pounds of product on that, and it'll still spin, right? So not that we've done that, but you could do a lot of things on that rotisserie. And we were just talking about, we had a friend that, well, I'm sure he's still around, we just haven't talked to him in a while, named Mad Jack. And if you want something that is special, go to your butcher, like Tim Sobey, and ask him for a porchetta cut. It's an Italian cut, but what it is, it's a whole pork loin, and they leave...
No, it's a pork belly.
The loin is there, and they leave the belly on it.
Right.
And then they wrap the belly around it and truss it after they put seasonings in there. And you got this round roast that is perfect for a rotisserie. But the beauty of it is, makes my mouth water talking about it, is there's bacon on the outside and there's pork...
There's also like ricotta cheese and wonderful spices in there.
Fennel, I know, is in
onion
there.
Onion and garlic, and it is a. My mother used to make it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But this, I've watched this guy named Mad Jack. He's down in the Marshall area, and
used to do the barbecue thing at the Dark Horse.
Right.
And that's where we ran into him.
Right.
And people, I'll tell you, that's a sight to see when you see somebody doing a porchetta on a pit like he does.
Right.
Yeah. Man, we could do that.
And that's a charcoal-based rotisserie, but it's a slow cook because this thing is, 8-10 inches in diameter by the time you get it wrapped up in truss. But a few hours later, and the beauty of that is, God, my mouth's still watering, the cracklings on the outside, that pork belly that's on the outside gets all crispy, and you chop that up and mix it with the pork. And holy cow, it's an amazing dish.
So let's talk about also maybe your new favorite toy.
The pizza oven?
Yes.
That did come from Garrett's Appliance, and it's a company called Gosney. You've seen Uni out there, too, if you've looked at these things. I just think it's the best $500 toy
I see
I've
there's
ever bought.
More and more of them coming out right now.
It's the that best
solo
toy I've bought
can,
in a long
that
time.
Solo can I have. I think you have one now.
Yep.
They make one too.
Right.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different. But I mean, people are really getting on to making pizzas outside.
Once you get it hot, dude, it's 90 seconds and I got a pizza done.
Keep banging them through there.
Right.
And you can go to like Arnie's Bakery and they'll sell you the pizza dough loads.
Yep.
They'll sell you the crust.
Yeah.
Ready to roll.
My daughter-in-law's dad owns a bakery in Greenville. He makes me all my crusts. I start dinking around.
Are they in a ball or are they rounded out?
I have him flatten them out so they go in the pizza oven.
Because they sell rollers for that.
And they're par-baked. His are baked like 1 or 2 minutes before I get them, and I can freeze them. I pull them out.
And that's Hans Bakery up in Greenville?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do that.
Jan Han is his
Jan.
Name. Jan.
And, so that's the toughest part about a pizza is getting a good crust.
Yeah.
I'm just about, after 10 years of work, just about to where I'm happy with it. Probably never will be, but the last couple I did, I wasn't discouraged.
Well, the thing I had is it takes, you got to plan ahead.
You do.
Because it takes 2 or 3 days. You
back
gotta,
to that prep.
Right.
Back to the settle down.
Right.
Let's plan our meal out. And you know what I think the real value that we as Americans miss on planning that meal out is we're not valuing the resources. We're not looking at it and going, wow, I'm going to go find just the perfect pork chops, or I'm going to go and find exactly the steaks I want, or the exact sausage. I'm going to make some fettuccine. Make your own noodles because a lot of people like to do that now. It's not hard, but I think the value to us as humans in doing stuff like that is appreciating your resources and maybe slowing down and enjoying the day and the moment.
Yeah.
Nice glass of Fen Valley wine with it, something like that, and just appreciate your meal.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid our culture is lacking that.
Well, everybody's trying to do too much in too little amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and just ask any parent who's got 2 or 3 kids that are playing sports. From the time they get home, they're busy till 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and somewhere in there, in a 20-minute period, they got to feed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how life is right now.
Well,
but
if you decide it is,
exactly,
you can sign them up for too much stuff too.
Right. Yep. And everybody wants to be well-rounded, but at the end of the day, there's some value of sitting down with a family at a kitchen table and having dinner and just talking
about
things.
Big mistake if you don't do it.
Right, but a lot of them do. Yeah. But anyway, we shot all over the board on this one today. I hope you picked up a tidbit or two from us.
I sure did.
Bottom line is it's a good time to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
I just want to know what you call that, what it does to the meat, though. Can you get back to me on that?
Call what does to what meat? I don't know what you're talking
where
about.
Where you sear it.
All right.
Hey, it's the Grilling Guys. We'll see ya.
Bye.